Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds.
No accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked.
Two military commanders who worked in the same unit as a suspected Pentagon leaker have been suspended. The Air Force announced the two were suspended pending further investigation into the top-secret documents that were leaked online. So far, only Airman Jack Teixeira has been arrested in connection with the leak. Authorities say Teixeira shared the documents on social media. The Pentagon has chosen not to identify the commanders. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. Meantime, the system dropped baseball-sized hail across areas of Texas and Florida yesterday. The severe weather has left more than 5 million people across parts of Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The gross domestic product number was released this morning and shows the economy slowed way down with only a 1.1% growth in the first quarter. Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Toymaker Mattel has included a segment of America in the latest edition of the Barbie doll.
This new Barbie depicts a young woman with Down syndrome. And that's great news for parents, according to Brian Lopez of the Down Syndrome Association of South Texas.
You're able to now show your loved one, who may love playing with dolls, that you're no different than anyone else.
And the market these days is growing.
You either know someone or have someone in your family, because one in every 700 babies in the United States is born with Down syndrome.
Lopez says he hopes the new Barbie will start conversations and dispel many of the myths surrounding Down syndrome. I'm Richard Johnson.
The House passed a bill proposing to raise the nation's $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in exchange for deep cuts in government spending. The deadline for the federal government to avoid default is fast approaching. The vote was 217 to 215, with all Democrats voting no on raising the borrowing limit compromise. With politics infiltrating mainstream media, who do you trust when it comes to getting your news?
A new Gallup poll from the Knight Foundation found that nearly 90% of Americans get their news from a public figure they follow on social media. More than half of those respondents said the figures they follow are scientists, journalists, or politicians and elected leaders. The study says a large group of Americans say they trust public figures more than news outlets. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. And it's great to have paratrooper James Fenlon going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about his new book. A little bit of background here is that Forbes reports 234 World War II vets die every day. The number of living World War II vets is expected to drop under 100,000 by next year, 2024, and fall below 50,000 by 2026. This according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. James Fenlon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
Well, James, you know, when we think about the impact that this will have on us, you know, history is passing away right before our eyes, and it is, you know, these are precious souls that have served our country.
Yeah, I agree, and that was one of the motivations behind my writing Angels Against the Sun. To your point, as time sadly marches on, they take those folks from us, and in often cases, their memories and their experiences.
Well, and it also is another brick in the wall that helps you appreciate how exceptional this country is. And I know whenever we talk about American exceptionalism, for some people, sadly, a growing number who do not understand and appreciate the sacrifices of those that went before us to ensure our liberty, they have been forgotten, and there is a price to be paid if we let go of this rich history.
I agree. I think that's, you know, I think you can only really navigate the present effectively and understand, you know, the challenges of what we're dealing with if you have a comfortable grasp of what's already happened. You know, I think we see that over and over again. You know, the conflict in the Ukraine, unfortunately, isn't new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got these lessons. And, you know, it also provides just a, you know, and I think this was hinted at in your observation there, an inspiration around those who came before us. It wasn't like any of these guys turned, you know, 18, were looking forward to being drafted, sent halfway mm-hmm. across the world to a place they'd never heard of, and put their lives on the line, right? That wasn't in anybody's dream state, so to speak, is what they wanted for their lives. But that was what was needed at the time to save mm-hmm. the world from horrific conditions.
Well, in your book, Angels Against the Sun, a World War II saga of grunts, grit, and brotherhood, your focus is a World War II lethal paratrooper unit that helped free the Philippines. And our prayer is that they not be forgotten because of everything that you just said, what it encompasses in terms of, you know, let's go back to the start of this great American experiment and all that this country stands for, right?
That's right. And I think that, you know, the Pacific theater is often overlooked in favor of, you know, a more traditional view of the European conflict, which certainly, you know, for lack of a better word, has more appeal to it just from a popular culture perspective. You've got, you know, Paris and London and some of the greatest capitals and art of the world there, as opposed to, you know, these guys who in turn were sent over to the Pacific to engage in an island hopping campaign. As I mentioned, very few of these islands had ever been heard of by anybody until they landed on them, type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, not very romantic by comparison, to say the least. But the fact of the matter is that you had real people, real lives, and bravery that was a very, very much a part of this campaign, no doubt.
Exactly. I think, you know, these guys found themselves in uncharted waters, so to speak, literally going head to head with the Japanese, you know, toe to toe with their, you know, archaic bonsai tactics, and learned very quickly that the, you know, the best way to survive that kind of situation was to rely on each other. And that really, you know, where the term brotherhood used in the book's subtitle comes into play, it was, you know, and it almost sounds sadly cliche these days to talk about relying on the person to your left and the person to your right, but there was really no other way to survive throughout the war in the Pacific without doing exactly that.
Well, when you're in a situation where life and death are so imminent, I mean, they're right there, you know, brotherhood and relying on the person to the left and the right has a certain special intensity, doesn't it?
Yeah, it becomes very real at that point, right? Mm-hmm. You've left the world of conceptual conversation and you've landed in the realm of, you know, when you're ankle deep in a muddy foxhole in the middle of the jungle, it becomes very real at that point.
Mm-hmm. James, how did this story come across for you? How did you find this story?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I was a former paratrooper. I served in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, military history was something that always interested me. And as a former airborne guy, the story of the 11th Airborne was something that I had known a little bit about. But, you know, other units in Europe kind of got more of the focus and the attention. And so it was really as I was kind of unearthing, you know, their history that I realized that I really wanted to breathe some life into it, to shed a light on some of these overlooked aspects of their very unique campaign in the Philippines and try to keep their memory alive, frankly.
Mm-hmm. What surprised you most in your research?
You know, it was interesting to me. I had known that the Pacific campaign was a brutal theater of war for sure, but it was shocking to me just to learn how brutal it was, to understand, you know, the fear of not only a Japanese bonsai attack, but also their almost like ghost-like ability to materialize inside of an American perimeter at night was something that, you know, really came across in listening to these veterans and reading their diaries and their letters. Just the uncertainty of it all, right? Of just how the Japanese could infiltrate basically anywhere.
Wow. You mentioned being a paratrooper. This had to give you some unique insight into relating the story.
Yeah, I think, you know, one, it helped keep me grounded in that, you know, we obviously have a healthy and well-earned respect for the Greatest Generation, but, you know, my own experience led me to kind of uncover some of the realities that should help us actually, increase our respect of that generation, which is just, you know, the amount of difficulty it is from a leadership perspective to lead a group of bored 19 and 20 year olds as they train for a war and just some of the shenanigans that they got up to. And it really brings the humanity of their experience out of it when you realize just how normal they all were, right? Mm-hmm. Normal people put in extraordinary circumstances.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking for the most part young men. I mean, probably not much older. I mean, you know, probably maybe some 17, 22 years of age, maybe, right?
That's right. The average age when the division was formed in 1943 was 19 years old. That would have made most of them 21, 22. when they landed in the Philippines. But to your point, there was also some very well-documented cases of guys lying about their age. There was a couple of 15-year-olds that were in the unit as well that were sent overseas.
Wow. That's incredible. We're talking with James Fenlon. He is the author of Angels Against the Sun, a paratrooper turned historian, served the U.S. Army for more than a decade as a graduate of the U.S. Army's Airborne Jumpmaster and Pathfinder schools. James, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Fenlon after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Fresh Christian Independent, just way like to hear from us. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the paratrooper turned historian James Fenlon and author of the new book, Angels Against the Sun. James, we were saying before we went to break is that the average age of these paratroopers in this 11th Airborne paratrooper group was about 19 years of age.
That's right. That's right. The average age was 19, and interestingly enough, to juxtaposition that, you know, the division commander was 51 at the time. And so then you had, you know, just a quite a, you know, when we think about the greatest generation, we almost want to add a plural to that, the greatest generations, because obviously there was a wide range of ages who served.
Yeah, without a doubt. When the 11th Airborne got the call that they would be headed to the Pacific, When did they get the call? When did they know they were going?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. So, you know, only the very top leaders of the division knew where they were headed, and the most of the guys in the division didn't know where they were going until they were on a train leaving Camp Polk or Fort Polk in Louisiana. Their train was headed north. And they kind of were all on the train waiting to see. And when that train turned left, meaning it was headed to the West Coast, that's when they figured out that they were headed to the Pacific.
Now, you write that General Douglas MacArthur was reluctant to, you know, call the 11th Airborne into the fighting theater. But despite his concerns, the 11th Airborne was more than ready for the challenge.
Yeah, that's right. You know, being an airborne division initially designed or intended to be used as shock troops, meaning that, you know, they were going to land in front of advancing armies, seize their objectives, and then be quickly pulled back to be reconstituted. They were smaller than a regular infantry division, which was normally around 15,000 guys. Swing's 11th Airborne was just over 8,500. And what they were missing in those numbers was a logistical and supply capability. And MacArthur was really hesitant to put them into the island hopping campaign because, you know, as you can imagine, a supply situation and getting those supplies from island to island, sometimes bringing them all, you know, supplies all the way over from San Francisco, meant that you have to be planning ahead and have to have the capability to move those supplies inland. And it was only really through the division's improvisation that they were able to overcome their shortcomings and sustain their campaign across the island.
James, what role did faith play in the ranks of the Army?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, when I was researching for the book, that question crossed my mind. And certainly you find plenty of examples of troopers citing their faith as a factor in their resilience. And even Army psychologists identified early on that the men very often would cite a, you know, belief in God as a mitigating factor against fear, right? And it wasn't uncommon for officers to lead their men in prayer before a campaign. And, you know, as you can imagine, having a higher power, belief in an afterlife, the power of prayer got many a trooper through a dark and lonely night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. It's interesting that you note the comparison between a Japanese Shinto religion and the Western view of religion.
Yeah, it was, you know, the Japanese really kind of took this idea of the, you know, their emperor was viewed as a god, and
yes,
they kind of took this idea of a religion, duty, you know, a samurai warrior ethic, and kind of warped it into this sense of invincibility. And that's really part of, and it's a complicated thing to tease apart, but that's partly how you had Japanese soldiers just willing to run straight into, you know, a perimeter of very well-armed Americans. They had just developed this mindset that was very hard, frankly, for, you know, 20-year-old kid from Missouri to understand why or how they could get people to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, amazing. And you have also some specific incidents regarding faith or prayer, you know, during the battle. Share that with our audience.
Sure. Yeah, there was an incident, and I write more in detail about it in Angels Against the Sun, but it was, you know, there was about a five-day period where the weather had closed in on the island, and these guys were up in the mountains They were unable to get any food for 5 days because the aircraft couldn't fly into the clouds to drop the rations to them. And it was the division chaplain, the guy by the name of Lee Walker, whose nickname, unsurprisingly, was Chappie, conducted a sermon, and they referred it to as Sermon on the Mount because it was up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And he conducted the service, and not long after that, there was a very small break in the clouds, just coincidentally with a plane flying over, and it was able to swoop in and drop them some food for the first time in almost a week. And a lot of the men that were witness to that, you know, had their faith bolstered by that that miracle, as several of them described it.
Yeah, I guess there's no other word for it, but then it was a miracle, no doubt about it. We're talking with James Fenlon. He's the author, a former paratrooper himself. Angels Against the Sun is the title of the new book. James, why was it? I mean, you know, we talked about the romantic aspect of, you know, if we could put it in those terms, of the European theater of World War II compared to what was going on in the Pacific. Not quite as romantic. You didn't have special areas, you know, as you mentioned. You know, these men went to areas they couldn't even pronounce or never had seen or were aware of, but yet it was the most brutal of the two battle zones. Why?
That's right. Well, I think that brutality has something to do with it. You know, even when soldiers in the Pacific weren't on the front lines fighting, often they were just on the other side of the island, you know, so still sitting in the same rain, still being, you know, harassed by the same insects, suffering from the same disease. You know, so it was not only were the Japanese, you know, a formidable enemy, but you also had just, you know, all of the terrain, the disease, the weather that contributed to that. And I think it goes back to that, you know, we need to figure out a better word than romantic, but that just kind of, you know, when you think about it, World War II is in the popular imagination, captured by the popular culture, and invariably that's Europe, because there are so many different aspects of things that you can look at, whereas it's hard to escape the real brutality of the Pacific theater.
You know, without a doubt. A couple of minutes left here, James. In your interviews with the veterans, what did they tell you regarding their attitude toward dropping two atomic bombs to end the war?
Yeah, I think this is a great bookend to how you started the conversation with, you know, without understanding the context of how these guys viewed it. You know, we tend to look back at the atomic bombs without that context often and make judgments about it. But, you know, almost everybody in the Pacific was expecting that they were going to be participating in the invasion of Japan, right? Japan was refusing to give up. Mm-hmm. They never surrendered on the battlefield. And it was just kind of a foregone conclusion that a massive invasion of the home islands is going to be required to end the war. You know, there was some discussion of maybe blockading the islands and starving the inhabitants into surrender. That probably wasn't going to happen. And so a lot of the veterans that I spoke with all viewed the atomic bomb as not only saving their lives, but saving the lives of countless of hundreds of thousands, if not billions, of Japanese civilians.
Exactly.
Because they were all organized into militia units expected to attack the landing Americans.
Could you imagine the amount of carnage that would have taken place on an invasion of Japan itself? I think that sometimes that's left out of the consideration here, and I can appreciate where these veterans, you know, where they settle in the release of these two atomic bombs. You know, speaking of paratroopers, we've got about a minute left here, James. Are paratroopers, do you see them as a part of modern military?
I think that capability of airdropping supplies and troops into a battlefield as necessary is definitely a capability that is still a value and abuse, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's all part of the supply chain that is necessary in order to, you know, to provide the needed supplies to fight the war. James Fenlon, thank you so much for being with us. The book will be Angels Against the Sun, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, and, of course, available at all the usual places, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Take care. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds,
"No accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked."
Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with my good friend Dan Perkins, the author of 9 books, nationally syndicated talk show host himself, an expert on energy, the founder of Black and White Radio and TV Network. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So you're negotiating with, with Tucker Carlson, trying to get him on the network?
You know, I've not surprising, I guess. I've done a lot of interviews this week on Tucker Carlson, and I said, look, you got this all wrong. You have this is all wrong. Let me give you 2 examples of people who were tied into major networks. 3 people that were tied into major networks either were fired or quit or whatever, and they went on to be very wealthy people. First one is Glenn Beck. He was at Fox and CNN, and he went on to form The Blaze, and he has a huge network, and a lot of people listen to him, and he makes a lot of money. Second one who really came in the podcast was Rogan, mm-hmm. and he's now making over $100 million a year, not affiliated with a network per se. Mm-hmm. Was actually before Rogan, and that was Bill O'Reilly, who was on Fox News, fired. And
you can add Megyn Kelly to that list too.
Sure. So here's the thing that's important for your audience to understand. And I'm not blowing smoke at you, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, your listeners are more interested in what Bill Martinez has to say, as opposed to what station he's broadcasting on.
Right.
They don't care. They want to hear Bill, mm-hmm. and they want to hear Megan, and they want to hear O'Reilly and all that stuff. So Tucker is not going to go to another network. He's not going to do with that. He's going to, if he stays in the media, he's going to, I believe, have his own podcast and create a very important thing. But the Tucker story, I have been getting a lot of pushback from what else I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I said, forget about Tucker. Just take Tucker off the table for a moment. Look at what happened. Dominion Resources filed a suit against Fox News for defamation of character. And I think I'm being fair and honest when I say to you, we were all of us were looking forward to this trial because we thought we would finally hear all the evidence that was out there that showed that Dominion was manipulating the voting machines and creating havoc in the electoral system. Mm-hmm. The day the trial was to start, they settled, Fox settled, for $750 million. Mm-hmm. Now, we can hire a lot of attorneys for a long time for $750 million if we believe what we said was true and honest. And so what I think happened here that it hasn't bubbled to the top yet except at my show, and that is to say, wait a minute, why did they settle? Did they settle because they knew that the stuff that the network, the Fox network, was feeding to the American listener and to other radio and television shows who were rebroadcasting whatever it is they were saying on Fox News, they were in fact not telling the truth? And what that means is what it means is that all the corruption that we were trying to say was happening in the election wasn't true. And if it wasn't true, then a lot of people are going to be disappointed and are going to turn away from the Republican Party.
So you're thinking that Fox took a bullet for the Republican Party? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Fox was the genesis. I don't think the Republican Party was the genesis. I think that the Fox network was responsible with not only Tucker, but Hannity and Laura Ingraham and all the
Bongino and Amber.
They were spreading the information, and I think that the DNC is going to capitalize on that, and they're going to start questioning the ethics and the authenticity of the Republican leadership, and they're going to use that in the campaign, whoever the Republican nominee is going to be. So I don't think that they were that the Democratic leadership was in the pocket of Fox News as much as they were following what Fox News was saying.
Well, there's some money strings here, no doubt. I mean some serious, you're talking BlackRock involvement, maybe Vanguard State Street involvement. I think BlackRock has a lot of shares. In fact, recently they just purchased, their number of shares in Fox and have, about 15%? So they got a big bat that they're swinging here. Now we know that Carlson has been the target of the left for a long time. They've come at him three ways to Sunday. There are advertisers that will not advertise, just like on your show and my show. We've lost advertisers over the last couple of years because they, the left has taken over in such a way and saying, look, we don't want to be associated with independent thinking broadcasters like Dan Perkins and Bill Martinez. All right.
Uh-huh.
And so those are facts. And that's what was happening with Tucker, granted, on a larger scale, no doubt. And, so after the Dominion deal, and I like you, and we've talked about this, Dan, we're looking forward to discovery. I think it's quite interesting and telling that the only thing that they talk about in discovery are the emails that were on the Fox side There's no email discovery. There's no evidence or anything that's coming out from Dominion's defense of why, you know, they could go to Congress, for example, the CEO of Dominion, and flat out lie and tell us that there was no way that those machines had any connection with the Internet. And I can't remember who it was, if it was Senator or Congressman, it might have been Rand Paul, who said, well, what about this little black box here? Kind of looks, and this is my interpretation, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but what's this little black box? Looks like a modem. Now, aren't modems used in order to connect with the Internet? You say the machines are incapable of connecting with the Internet, but yet you have a device that allows you to connect with the Internet. So it seems like this is not a consistent statement, and certainly not a truthful statement.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I mean, just point at one, and I mean, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, again, I'm just saying is that we were looking forward, as you mentioned and suggested, to discovery that was coming in, because the fact that all that set aside, 62% of America says that there was something fishy that happens 2020. Now, that whole, you know, spectrum of opinion, you know, runs the whole gamut. But the thing is consistent is that people, the majority of Americans, have their doubts about the outcome of the 2020 elections. Now, I had said when the assignment of $768 million was given to Dominion, I said, too bad, wouldn't it have been neat if we could have gotten that $768 million invested into real discovery and answering the question the American people are longing for, and that is, what the heck happened in 2020?
Mm-hmm. And they didn't want that to happen. I mean, that's basically the bottom line.
Yeah.
And the question is, did Fox really have the goods to support their contention in a jury trial? And I'm beginning to wonder whether or not they had enough. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that there was some shenanigans going on with Dominion, mm-hmm, and other people in the election process. But I'm listening to my own rhetoric and saying, wait a minute, maybe there is a problem that we were manipulated by Fox News, which is partially owned by Vanguard, which is partially owned by another company, which has a major stake in the voting machine company. So, mm-hmm, you know, there's an interesting trail there of where things went. But
yeah, again, more questions. But and once again, we're all being treated like the old basic mushroom axiom, right? Kept in the dark and fed manure. We got to go to break. Time for, we'll have more from Dan Perkins after this.
Stay with us. 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. No, no, no. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You come to me and think you are.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Perkins, my good buddy, continues with us. The author of 9 books, nationally syndicated talk show host, expert on energy, and the founder of Black and White Radio and the TV Network. Dan, you know, we were talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based genius there, and Fox contributor as well, National Review Online contributor. Anyway, we were talking about, you know, all the contributions that Donald Trump had given the country during his presidency. And this is when he's, you know, he's tied up three ways to Sunday. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats did everything they could to resist and to make him look bad. But Donald Trump didn't participate in that. He just went about the people's business. And look what he did in terms of border security, you know, national energy independence, you know, what was going on. Everybody, oh, he's going to take us to war. No wars whatsoever. In fact, he quieted, you know, the Indians there between the Russians and, you know, Vladimir was behaving himself. Xi was behaving himself. We were getting, I think, something like $400 billion in revenue from China because of, you know, the shenanigans they were doing. Joe Biden managed to vapor that, but, you know, the mainstream media doesn't report on it. Kim Jong-un is, you know, he's not firing rockets. We're on the brink of the Abraham Accords. Four Arab nations sitting down with Israel for Middle East peace. Things rolling along, our relationships overseas, internationally had been cured after all the damage that, if you recall, that Biden and Obama had done to this country. And you got 80 million people said, no, that's wrong. You know, let's choose Joe Biden to be president. I mean, this is one of the biggest non sequiturs, I think, in the history of politics.
Well, I have written about what you're talking about and talked about it on shows quite a bit. And what I say, I've been saying, and I'll take the opportunity to say it again. What you're talking about is we decided as conservatives that given the fentanyl coming across the border, the illegal immigration coming across the border, inflation, crime rates in the major cities, we decided that this was going to be a landslide election for the Republicans over the Democrats in 2022.
Mm.
And it wasn't a landslide. More Republicans voted than Democrats in 2022 by about 4 million, but they didn't write a vote, quote, in the right places. And the reason why I bring that up is that I think we sat on our laurels. We thought it was going to be a slam dunk, and we let the Democrats continue from 2016 to manipulate the election process. And they weren't successful with Trump the first time, but they were successful the second time. And so the question that you're indirectly asking is 2024 going to be a replay of 2020? And I think there's a good possibility that it will be, unless, and I'm not going to name a name, but whoever is the Republican nominee, if he or she stands on that podium in the convention and says, we're going to use everything we can do that's legal, we'll use everything that the Democrats have used to try and maximize the vote in favor of Republicans. If they don't do that, if they don't, as a party, do not stand up and come out and say, we're going to take them toe-to-toe,
mm-hmm.
then we're not going to win in 2024.
No question. Yeah, and that's something that needs to be in place now. I mean, look at it. They ballot harvest, we ballot harvest. I mean, you know, uh-huh. you've got to look at the playing field. Let's level the playing field. You know, like you said, Republicans live with a certain amount of ethos and morality, and they're not going to go and break the law. You know, have there been a couple of Republicans that have, and they got in trouble, and they're spending time in jail, rightfully so. But by and large, it's Democrats. The Democratic Party is the party of voter fraud. I mean, they own that piece rightfully and demonstrated time and again. Wherever they can, they try to, you know, codify it. And they took full advantage of what happened in COVID. And I blame the RNC for not, you know, for being asleep at the wheel and allowing Mark Elias and the rest of the Democratic attorneys to go in and storm these capitals to change the rules to make it more advantageous for Democrats versus Republicans. You know, but, you know, this is something that, again, with anticipation, and we got to know the Democrats are going to do what they do. You know, it's not like all of a sudden they're going to get a conscience. I mean, if anything, they've moved further and further away. They have wanted to be they want the United States to be a one-party government. And but for the House right now, thank God for the House, they've got it.
Yeah. And the Senate. So we knew, even though the Republicans got control of the House, that they didn't have control of the Senate, and they couldn't, and they didn't have enough votes in the House to override a presidential veto. So,
right.
they can do things, but, Biden is, who had not used the veto hardly at all in the early part of his administration, now with the House in control, he's used it, mm-hmm. I think, three or four times, mm-hmm. since the midterm election.
Dan, he didn't have to use the veto. He didn't have to use the veto because the knuckleheads going into it approved Nancy Pelosi's budget instead of waiting until the Republicans took over in power. So everything was rolling the same as if Nancy Pelosi was still, you know, the leader of the House. And so it had to take some time in order to get beyond it. So, yes, and you can look forward to more vetoes happening because Joe Biden has made it clear. He is going to tax the holy what have you out of us, and he wants a bigger government. I mean, we're $31 trillion. We're fighting over a debt ceiling right now. And basically, he's told the House, he's told the Senate, you know, I want a blank check. No questions asked. Don't ask for reform. Don't ask for accountability. I want a blank check. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And the question is, will the Republicans agree to that? And I don't know.
In the past, they've agreed kicking and screaming, like as if they're putting on some sort of show, like they're resisting. But, you know, at some point, Dan, you got to figure what mountain are you willing to put it all on the line? And this is what Joe Biden continues to move the line. And the rest of the American people are saying, does anybody have a backbone? Is there any sense of courage here? I mean, you know, the only sense of courage that we get at all is from, you know, MTG. You know, she's just driving them nuts. And God bless her. You know, just aggravating her, and Boebert as well, you know, holding the ground on some of these issues. But we need more courage coming out of the party to just say, look at, you know, we're drawing the line. You know, we have got to get things in order and get this country back on track, which a majority of Americans say the country's on the wrong track. Okay, well, let's get it on track and do whatever it takes. I don't know. I mean, it's going to, Dan, I don't know. Nothing short of a revolution, I believe, is where we are right now, because you got this party pushing, you know, transgenderism, you know, female athletes, forget it, they're dead. Women in the Democratic Party, women at large, I mean, they can't even define a woman. So it's easy for them just to kill the gender, right? I mean, it's absurd. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. And I can't even believe I'm putting in these terms, but I don't know what else to call it, Dan. It's flat out evil. And you've got one party. If you remember back in 2000, they said, we don't want God in the, let's get God out of here. We're taking God out of our party platform in 2000. And since then, the Democratic Party has continued to crash and burn to the degree that even some, you know, sensible Democrats, including elected officials, are saying, hey, I'm out of here. This is absurd, right?
Yeah. Well, the problem, the challenge, I did a show just before you, and we were talking about the same issue, and I said to the host, and I put him on the spot, and I'll put you in the same chair that I put him in. Okay, I agree with you. The Democrats are in control. They're taking this country the wrong direction. What's the Republican plan to stop it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying the same thing that he's saying, is that, you know, we're not getting, I mean, we get a little bit, you know, from McCarthy, but the party itself as a whole, including the RNC, have got to come out and have this and be able to cast a vision of what, you know, what it looks like for this country getting back on track. And the closest person that's doing that right now is Donald Trump, and they don't like it. Because they don't know how to deal with Donald, because Donald Trump is moving everybody's cheese in the whole bureaucracy, in the permanent bureaucratic class. And it is going to take a total revolution and upheaval in order to do this, because you've got career politicians and bureaucrats. It doesn't mean that it can't be done. I mean, we have been through this way before. This is what started the first American Revolution, right? When all odds were against us. What did it take? Didn't take 100% of the people. It took enough courageous people to put it all on the line. Their honor, their resources, their very lives. And I think we're coming to that as well, Dan Perkins.
I hope so. I hope so, sir.
I don't know any other way, Dan. I really don't. And it's not about us. I mean, we've already lived most of our lives. It's about our kids and our grandkids. It's our legacy, without a doubt. Dan Perkins, as always, I appreciate you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner?